Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
All right. She's going to ham on it.
Okay.
Late night.
I'm kidding. Are you peeking?
It
was you this whole time.
Dude, I'm not used to using a condenser with narration, man.
So, that was a nice beat. Hey, oh my gosh. That was a nice beat, Sam. That was a really nice beat.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, it's all right. It was one of my throwaway ones, actually.
We
feel honored, Sam, that you chose to show us one of your throwaway ones.
Okay, can we explain what's going on here?
Yeah, welcome back to Room 101, people. Just welcome back. First off, Sam wants to explain what's going on here. Go ahead, Sam.
Oh!
Oh my gosh. So, okay, for those of you who are watching, as you can tell, we are not in our usual habitat. Well, actually, that's kind of weird. We are back at Sam's place.
You said habitat.
Yes, we're back at Sam's place. Our
here we are.
Normal habitat.
We're back.
We're back at Sam's place. Why are we back here, Sam?
Well, so some of you may know this guy named Josh.
As you can tell, he's here. He's not here.
He's not here. And
he might be replaced forever and ever. And ever.
Yeah, Lauren, this is my sister. Say hello.
First off, welcome.
Hello. I'm the sister. TM.
TM?
Who? TM.
Trademark.
Trademark.
We don't have enough money for those yet.
Yes, we don't.
Well, so yeah, so Josh couldn't make it.
Why couldn't Josh make it, Sam?
Dude, beats the heck out of me. Apparently, he's sick.
Apparently. He went to Disneyland.
No. Allegedly, he's sick.
Allegedly. What does allegedly mean?
Just Googled it later.
All right. Anyways.
But
yes.
So not that Lauren was like a...
backup, last choice.
A backup, but we were going to have her on eventually. It just happened a lot quicker than we thought it was going
to
happen.
Yeah, so today we were planning to actually, get this all done. But Josh said no.
He said, I'm done with the group. I'm leaving the band.
He said, I just can't today, boys.
And we're actually, like, I kicked him out.
Josh is no longer with the company.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Sorry, Josh.
No, I'm not.
Hope you listen to this, Josh. I hope you listen.
No, he will.
Oh, I wish I was there. That's my seat.
He'll be like, not your seat anymore.
It's okay. He just has the mics and the wires and yeah, it's fine.
He'll be back.
He will be. No worry. Next week we will have another guest. Oh yeah. Lauren, want to introduce yourself even more?
You're our first female guest.
Yes, you are. You were not going to be, but you are.
I'm sorry. Who was the honor originally gonna go to?
You'll probably see her next episode.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm Lauren. I'm Sam's sister, older sister, I look much younger than he does.
Actually, I'm older.
No, he's not. I was born first. Therefore, I'm older. That's how it works. Anyway, I don't know. What should I tell them?
Well, we brought Lauren's name up a couple times in a couple podcasts before.
Yeah.
Did you say my name?
Yes. We said Sam's sister's Lauren. And then we exposed a lot of things.
I don't think so. I was, because I listened to the one, well.
She doesn't listen to all of them.
I do. I listen to them.
She can't.
I'm just a little, I'm a little behind, but that's because I've been gone a lot. But anyway, I listened to the one when you talked about musicals that you were in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a little tiny shout out because Samuel mentioned that I was in the musical at school, and he just got roped into it because he had to wait for me because I was his ride.
So if it was
basically, I am the muse. I'm the reason that he does what he does. I am. There would be no podcast without me. That's what I determined.
Sam, she's kind of pushing it. She's kind of pushing it. should we still keep her on or what?
Overly confident, bro.
I'm just kidding.
She is your sister. Anyways, we will. So, Lauren,
yes,
what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I like
nice.
What'd you say?
Nice. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks.
You'll learn. He likes to interrupt people
a lot.
It's okay. I get it. I like to hike.
Ooh.
I like to do yoga and exercise. I like to hang out with people.
Oh,
wow.
I like to read. I taught English last year.
Oh
yeah.
Where? High school?
What?
Junior high?
Junior high.
Yeah.
RIP.
Yeah. Honestly, I almost didn't survive, but then I did because I am strong.
I am true.
What was hard about it?
Was
it the work or was it the people?
It was both. I mean, 7th and 8th graders kind of feel like they know everything. And they have no problem telling you. They love gaslighting you, like, you never taught us this.
You suck!
Yeah.
Okay, define...
I loved them! I love them, but it was difficult every day.
Okay. Define that word, gaslighting. How do you define that? Because I feel like I'd be using it wrong a lot.
Well, I feel like it's a buzzword in today's society, so I don't know if it's, like, the best word to use. But to me, gaslighting is when people speak in a manipulative way with the intent to make you think something that's not true.
So what Tubo does to all of us all the time...
Like what? Explain.
I don't want to get into details.
So Sam's just hungry. That's why he's kind of acting like this right now. Just letting you all know. But yeah, welcome, Lauren.
Thank you.
Room 101. We're glad to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Honestly. Like Sam said, you are the first female. And we like to ask a couple questions because a lot of our listeners want to know another point of view because it's just been guys.
How many siblings do you have?
Me?
No, me.
Yeah.
I have one.
How many kids do you have?
I have zero.
Oh.
Don't ask that. How many?
Okay.
Watch yourself, man. That's my sister.
I know. can't ask that. Anyways, Lauren.
You said questions, so you gotta ask her questions.
I'm ready.
I'm trying to like pick a good one, but at the same time, I don't want to be. So, Lauren, how was your summer? Like, did you enjoy your summer?
I did. I had a great summer. It was very busy. I kind of overbooked myself, but it was a fun time. Went to a lot of different states this summer.
Dang, where'd you go?
Spent some time in Las Vegas, Nevada, with my cousin. Spent some time in Nauvoo, Illinois, doing theater. Spent some time
Whoa, theater? Wow. Snaps, yeah. Theater? Wow.
I said that because I am the thespian.
The what?
She keeps using words we don't know.
Oh my gosh.
A thespian?
A lesbian?
No.
I heard that too.
Oh, I knew it. As soon as the word came out of my mouth, I knew that joke.
Okay, explain that word because I'm not gonna lie.
A thespian is a person who does theater. It's not hard.
What are you counting on your fingers now? I thought we were counting places.
I thought I was counting places too. Then thespian came up, and I was like, thespian?
All right, okay. Moving on. I said I brought that up to further prove my point that I am the theater inspiration in this room.
Theater inspiration.
Her path of theater inspired my path into theater.
Indirectly.
Indirectly.
Not Tupo though.
Nah, I
yeah,
just
I don't
show
know.
I'm just here.
Yeah, so spend some time in Nauvoo. Spend some time in Washington State. Is that it? I think that's it.
Hey, not gonna lie,
four states.
That's pretty
four.
Good. Yeah, what's the fourth one?
Wasn't that four?
No, it's just three.
Nevada, Illinois, and Washington.
Washington.
Didn't you go to D.C.?
Oh, I did do that, but that was before, technically that was before school got out, so it wasn't the summer. But I did go to D.C. I love that city. I love you, D.C.
D.C. Sounded like a person.
Love you, D.C. Love you.
I love you, D.C.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's code. Whoever figures it out.
Okay, never mind.
What are you laughing at, dude?
Yeah, you're gonna give me a complex.
I was trying to a what?
In this today's episode, Lauren's gonna educate Tupo.
Thank you
everything.
On all the little words. I'm not gonna lie. This is probably why we don't have women guests because they say a lot of long words, and I just don't understand.
Complex
them.
Isn't a long word. Complex
you said you're gonna make me feel
a complex word.
You're gonna give her a complex.
What does that? How do you give someone a complex? It's like, what, you're going to, never mind. It's like a wrestling move. It's complex.
WWE.
He says, oh, he's complex. Oh! So explain, for those that, obviously I know what it
is.
I know what that is, but like obviously for those who are listening, just saying.
Hey, Samuel, why don't you explain what
yeah, it
is?
Yeah, Sam.
I explain things to him all the time. It's your turn. Take the wheel.
Oh my gosh. Well, a complex is when you like become hyper aware of something that you do because someone like acts a certain way every time you do it or brings it up all the time.
Interesting.
So like you keep laughing when I say things and it's making me slowly start to feel more and more self-conscious because I don't know what I said was funny.
I'm sorry.
So pretty soon, by the time this episode is over, I will have been silenced.
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding.
Wow. Okay.
And it's your fault.
And
yeah, it's
it is what
fault.
It is.
And
I'm not going to lie.
That's an example of gaslighting.
And that is an example of the
it's
Hatch
your
family.
Fault.
So, I'm kidding, bro. I'm kidding.
Oh, don't you make me come after your family.
You're going to go off
so
all
So I had
after
a great summer.
Yeah.
I did get COVID, unfortunately, but I made it through.
Oh, yeah, you did get COVID.
It was a good summer. Very fulfilling, relaxing.
It was a big earthquake when you moved on that couch.
Adventurous. Something that I feel like, sorry, I'm not trying to step on any toes here, but something that I feel like needs to be addressed is the fact that everybody and their mom call my brother Sam, but I call him Samuel.
You used to call me Sam sometimes.
Interesting.
Sometimes, but the majority of the time I call him Samuel.
So you're the only one that calls him Samuel.
Well, my parents always call him Samuel.
There's a kid that was on my basketball team that called me Samuel.
Really?
For jokes, yeah.
Who?
For jokes.
Javier.
That's funny.
Oh, I remember Javier. Oh, wow.
Good guy.
Good guy. Good kid.
Yeah, we just always have called him Samuel. And then the nickname Sam came from friends and school and places.
Then Satch came along from a little.
Yeah. Which one do you prefer? Samuel?
Sam is the one I'm used to the most, I guess. Because everyone says it.
So does it bother you when we
Satch
call you Samuel?
Satch comes from the real ones.
That's weird when people call me Samuel.
Even mom and dad?
No, that's different.
That's
yeah,
normal.
Yeah, see, that's why. Me? What about me? Different as well?
No.
No?
Yeah, squeeze. Suck in. don't breathe for the rest of the episode.
So, yeah. Samuel, how many times?
Does it feel weird, huh?
That feels weird. I'm used to calling you like Satch or Sam, bro.
Yeah.
Samuel, what other names do you go by?
Well, I was in junior high. A girl used to call me Skyscraper.
Interesting.
A lot of things I can't say. And what? And I don't know. I've had a few nicknames.
Pistol Pete.
Hockey Stick.
Pistol Pete?
Pistol Pete.
Where did Pistol Pete come from?
Well, so Pistol Pete is a legendary NBA player back forever ago.
Oh, yeah.
And his nickname was Pistol Pete. And so Coach Wes at the high school that she works at.
You too.
Well, I'm a coach, yeah. He just called me that after watching me in basketball practice one day. And it just stuck. Now he just calls me that.
Coach Wes does?
Yeah.
So, like, since your senior year, you've been called
Pistol Pete. Yeah.
What about Buddy?
Yeah, my dad calls me Buddy all the time.
Does that bug you?
No.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
It's endearing.
What do they call you?
Sorry, there's an elder that I knew. He hated when someone called him Bud or
hey,
Buddy.
Hey, Bud.
No, like, if like he got, like, irritated real quick. He's like, hey, Buddy. he's like, don't ever call me that. I'm like, Bud? And he gets mad because he's like, it sounds like you're talking to a little kid. And I'm like, yeah, you got a point. You got a point. Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah, that's fair.
How about you, Lauren? Any nicknames?
Doink.
Bruh. What?
Just kidding.
No, I don't know. It's really hard to make nicknames out of my name. So
everyone just says Lauren?
Sometimes. Well, actually, they say Lauren.
It's pronounced Lauren?
Yeah. Show
but
me the O in her name.
I don't correct people because the line is too fine. Uh-oh.
Fantastic.
That's Sam's mom. Sister Hatch.
Special appearance.
Anyway.
That's why Sam loves it here. Anyways, go ahead.
Hey.
No, what? No, what's your nickname?
Be careful.
Has anybody called you like L?
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
Larnie. My dad recently started calling me Larnie, which is funny.
As jokes.
I don't know, though. It got kind of serious for a second. Like a serious nickname, if that exists.
Serious nickname.
I don't really have any nicknames aside from the usual girl nicknames like princess or girly or whatever. Yeah, except for, you know, there was a friend I had in high school who was really good with the nicknames, and she used to call me Sea Salt.
Wait, why?
Because, well, she first started calling me Featherface because every day in high school I did my hair the exact same way. I would gather the front pieces and I would put them into a bump and bobby pin them right here. And at the time I had bangs. And so my bangs were short enough that they would like poke. Like when I pinned them up, the ends of them would poke out like that. And she once told me that they looked like feathers. So she started calling me Featherface. And then.
Did you like that?
No, not really.
Hence why the nickname never stuck.
Yeah, then she started calling me Sea Salt because I think it was because we thought
chips.
We went together like the salt and the sea or something cheesy like that. So
wow.
She started calling me like.
Were you like best friends with her?
Yeah. We're
it's like double stuffed Oreos.
Yeah, like that. That kind of situation.
Our old name.
And yeah, I was really good friends with her. We did a lot of theater together.
Miss Richards?
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
her.
The girl.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh. Claire.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh!
Shout out to Claire Matheson. I love you.
Shout out. Who's that?
She played Belle with me. We both played Belle.
Yeah, you would have known her if you would have stayed in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
you
know, I forgot.
Dang,
I learned. I learned that from the podcast. I didn't actually know that was happening while it was happening.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
I showed up to like one audition. It was like for like the parts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Just show up, Mr. Richards." Mrs. Kissy. She
Kissy.
Mom. I'm kidding. Mom. She was like, just come and just try it out. And I was like, well, I do live down the street. Then he just got
so I literally you know just went I over do there. Live down
the street. I live down the street. So I showed up.
Good.
And he still didn't show up.
Well, the thing is, like I said in the last podcast, I just didn't know anybody.
It's fine. You showed up when it was important, which was for you after.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
One thing about Tupo. Shows up when it's important.
Thank you. Thank
not
you.
Really. How many graduations did you miss when we were supposed to sing at them?
How important was that for me? Not that important.
For the group.
Bruh. At that time, I barely knew y'all. The second year,
you did know us.
He's
what are you talking about?
Man.
I barely knew y'all.
No, you knew us pretty well.
Freshman year? No, you kicked it
with
what's
your face.
It was
like
all
of high school.
Okay,
like
I showed
up
for
the only graduation you showed up to was your own.
That's what was
and
important.
I'm surprised.
That was important.
Man, whatever.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Hey. Anyways, Lauren. Mm-hmm. what got you into, like, theater and stuff?
I didn't do any theater until I was in... That's a lie. When I was in third grade, I was in a play because we were... No, it was fourth grade. I was in a play. No, it was second grade.
No, it was actually kindergarten.
I'm doing a terrible
and preschool.
Job. No, it was in second grade. We did a play, and my whole class was in it, and it was called Of Mice and Mozart.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I was mouse number one, which is probably where my big head comes from. I was number one.
What? Where does your big head come from?
I'm just trying to figure out who said she had a big head.
I'm just trying to figure that out.
Well, I mean, I thought it was alluded to when you were making fun of me for being confident earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm actually not that confident.
We move on pretty quickly.
Yes, we do.
I don't remember a lot. In yes.
But
short term.
Yeah, so I did that. And then I didn't do any theater until ninth grade. And it was because... I decided that was the first year that the school offered a drama class, and I decided to take it.
Was that with Mr. Walstead?
It was.
Dude, Mr. Walstead's sweet.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's cool.
He is my D'Agostini. What D'Agostini is to you, Walstead is to me. Anyway,
wow.
So I... Yeah, that year we did like a musical review, and it was the first time I'd ever auditioned for anything like that. And I sang, this is actually cool. I sang one solo in that musical review, Home from Beauty and the Beast. So that was my first experience, real experience with theater. And then all through high school, I just kept doing it. And then my senior year,
What about Hairspray?
What about it? I did Hairspray.
Didn't you? Oh, I guess you didn't have a solo in that one.
What do you mean? Like a solo song?
Well, you said Home is the first theater thing.
Yeah.
Hairspray wasn't?
No, because I had lines. The musical review that they did in ninth grade, Mr. Walstead wrote. And it was just like a story that combined different Broadway songs. To like help tell the story from different Broadway musicals, so it wasn't like a musical.
Oh, and I thought you were talking when you sang that in Beauty and the Beast.
No. I was getting to that though, because it's kind of cool. Because that was my first time ever having lines or singing a solo song in front of people or doing theater at all. Then I did all the stuff in between, and then my senior year, I got cast in Beauty and the Beast, and I got to end my high school theater. Escapades singing the song that got it all started.
Dang.
Yeah, so it was kind of a full circle thing that was really meaningful to me.
Do you still do musicals and stuff today?
I want to keep doing them. I haven't done a lot since, because I chose not to I didn't do any in college. It wasn't my major or anything. And the thing about college is if you're not doing, like, if it's not your major, you probably don't have time for it. Like, it's easy in high school to do, like, choir and theater and yearbook and sports and, like, all of the things. But when you get into college, especially, like, arts classes, like choirs and theater things, the schedule for them is crazy, and it's only They're only like one credit hour usually, which is not a lot of credits when you're trying to get a degree. So anyway, I didn't do a lot because I didn't have a lot of time. I did Savior of the World in 2016. And then this past summer when I went to Nauvoo, that was the first time I'd done theater really since 2016. But now I have more time, so I'd like to keep doing it.
Nice. Wow.
Yep.
Sam?
Wow.
Not to brag, but
not to brag.
I think I left them speechless.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
All right, thanks for joining us. I'm just kidding.
No. Okay. All right. Since we have a first guest, female guest.
Yeah, Tonu.
I'm kidding. Wow.
Ah! Shout out to my boy Tonu.
No, Tonu. That was bad blood right
I'm
there,
kidding,
man.
I'm kidding.
Go ahead. Okay, since you're your first female guest, we got to ask you some female questions. Well, that sounds weird. We need to ask you some questions to get a female perspective.
Nice.
Okay.
Now that we know you. So, take it away.
So, first question from our viewers. What do girls looking for a guy?
What do girls look for in a guy?
Yes, I said that correctly.
So this is a big question because there's a lot of people on this earth and everybody's different. So
true.
I can't, this is a disclaimer, I don't think I can answer this question for all girls, women in this world. But I would say a universal thing is someone who's kind and makes them feel safe.
Dang, Tupo, you didn't make the cut.
I know. Hi.
You're kind. Funny.
Get out.
What I mean by that is, I feel like in the world, there's a lot of scenarios in which women, feel unsafe or maybe threatened, I guess. And so it's really important for someone to be kind and welcoming and like so that we feel comfortable, I guess I would say.
Okay.
Interesting.
So I think we talked a lot about this yesterday. Okay, so you say you don't want to like speak for all the girls, but like what do you look for in a guy? There you go.
That he's kind.
That's it. Just kidding.
Just kind for who?
To me, like, sense of humor is important.
Got that on lock.
Someone who, like, I look for someone who thinks or believes the same things that I believe. That's really important to me.
Matt, values, morals.
Common morals and values.
Belief system.
Maybe not, yeah. Sorry, I was going to say maybe not just kind of. Maybe, like, for sure the same on those things. Those are kind of non-negotiables for me.
Okay.
Politically, too?
Less so, but that's still important, especially, in my opinion, in this day and age where everything is so polarized. Can get kind of scary. People are very passionate. I think it's important to find someone who's passionate about things and like what they believe in. But as we've all seen on both sides of that spectrum, there's some real intense people.
Some real doinks everywhere.
Some doink. Real intense people on both sides. So yeah, I mean, I think common values and morals is really important because ultimately, like, if you're gonna you're going to live life together and you're going to create a life together, it's really hard to do that when the foundation is different. Mm. So that's really important to me.
One more.
Oh, yes. One more?
Yes.
We'll just keep it at three, yes. So we don't have to like hear your entire inventory.
Yeah, no one wants to hear that.
Well, no. I mean, like, you don't have to expose yourself.
Too much. Too
yeah,
much.
This is already deep stuff. I don't know. I think, like, think adventurous, maybe is how I would sum it up. Like, not being afraid to try new things. Not being afraid to learn new things.
Does height matter?
Oh! How tall are you?
Me?
Yeah.
5'4".
Okay.
So continue. Does height matter?
This gives everyone...
I'm pretty sure.
Perspective.
A perspective of your opinion based on your...
Okay, so height matters less than the other things I just named.
The other things you named are necessities, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say.
So would you say three or two?
What? You're three.
So those are your three necessities. Everything else can be sacrificed if needs be.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go with that. I think height... Okay. If someone's like... Okay. I'm just going to say that height doesn't matter. I tend to be more drawn to people who are either close to my same height or a little taller.
A little?
Depends.
What do you want her to say, man?
I mean, I don't...
I want a guy that's 7'1".
I'm not going to lie.
Yao Ming, get my number.
I'm not going to lie. I don't want to expose, but there's a girl I know. She's like 4'8". She doesn't want to date a guy that's not under 6 foot.
That's not under 6 foot?
So requirements, you have to be 6 foot?
Yes, to be 6 foot.
She wants to be cradled.
I look at her, I'm like, do you want
to
look like her his daughter or what?
She just wants someone to hold her like a baby. Like a
I don't know. Oh my gosh. I don't know. But and then I kind of talked her down and I was like, think about it. He's like almost 2 feet taller than you.
I did meet a girl along the way in my life who convinced me, because typically I would go for a girl that's shorter, not like crazy short, but if she's close to my height, it feels a little weird because I'm 6'1".
So if she's like 6 foot, you're like, bruh.
No, I met a girl and she's like 5'11". And after that experience, I was like, I could do
you're
it.
You're a giant.
I could do it.
Someone taller than you? You no. could do, oh, you can't.
Someone that's like almost as tall as me, like only an inch or two shorter.
Interesting.
But not taller.
No. No.
Think
well,
about
no.
Tom Holland and Zendaya. They're changing the game. They're changing the
But think about it. It's Tom Holland.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe they won't last.
And it's Zendaya. Yeah.
Okay, but they're still giving us a good example.
Listen, all I know is Zendaya probably wears the pants in that relationship.
Probably. Think about
it. But that's a good point. That's a good point. I just don't desire that. Now, listen, if I dated a girl that was an inch or two shorter than me, she put heels on, she's taller than me. Basically.
Dang.
So, in a way...
You just gotta wear
she
heels?
She's taller than me. Nah, I just get, like, some lifted
platform
Jordans.
Shoes.
Yeah. Platform shoes.
Here we are.
Clunky, clunky, clunk.
The 70s.
Platforms. I'll get
platform
a hot pink, too.
Shoes. Does a size... Okay, this goes for both boys and girls. Does size matter? Like... Body.
Okay.
Shape.
Okay.
Body shape. Body yeah. shape. Body shape.
You got to clarify your questions, my brother.
Does that matter?
Body shape?
Yeah.
I mean, well, for me, I'll answer first. For me.
For you. Yes.
I don't necessarily want to, like, get a hug from whoever I'm with and disappear or, like, be like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like...
This is a touchy subject, too.
I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry.
No, no, no. I'm just like, if you're a big girl, there's nothing wrong. It's just that it just doesn't fit me. You know? Like, that's just how it is. Like, and everyone's got, like, what about you?
I like big girls.
Yeah, I know you do.
Sorry. It's just probably, never mind. It's probably just different people, different perspectives.
It depends on who you are.
That's what I'm saying. What I have to say about this is everybody's different. Everybody's preferences are different. I feel like it doesn't matter. Yeah.
It doesn't. That's
all I'm going to say.
It doesn't matter. You're right. If you look at a lot of people go with the same shaped people majority of the time.
Well, yeah, sometimes it depends. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't think maybe a lot of the time that is a like conscious thing. Mm-hmm. But like a part of a relationship is the physicality of it. Like that is a part of the relationship. And like, I'll be honest, like, it sounds funny, but I don't want to get swallowed by a giant girl. Like that would not be an enjoyable part of the relationship for me personally, and I don't think it would be enjoyable for her.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, like, if a person, well, yeah, this is a tough topic to talk about, because I don't want to, like...
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to Room 101.
My gosh.
We haven't offended anyone yet.
You guys.
That we know of.
I was just thinking, I haven't thought this through, so I'm just going to say it kind of as I think it, but, like, if you're an athlete, for example, and you're around a lot of athletes... Or people who like the same, like if we're looking for compatible interests, sometimes people look similar physically because of their
common interest.
Because physicality, like, plays into every aspect of your life.
Right. So, like, I mean, if you, yeah, I don't know.
I used to never want to date a female basketball player.
Why? Because you were afraid she'd be too tall.
No. Still single. She'd be tall. She what?
Nothing.
I was afraid that she would beat me sometimes.
I remember asking you that every time.
It was a pride issue.
And she like crossed him over and he's like, bruh.
As a 16-year-old kid who wasn't too shabby at playing basketball, I didn't want to get crossed up by the girl I'd be dating.
Didn't you date a girl that played basketball? She wasn't good. Never mind.
Who?
You know who you are.
I don't think I ever did, but okay.
Maybe she just tried and she just never was good. Never mind.
What's the nickname?
Don't say it.
No, say it. No one knows the nicknames.
For real?
Yeah, we said Zoom Zoomer on like the last episode.
But this nickname is not like going to be proud of.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
Oh. I knew what he was talking about like 10 minutes ago.
Thank you.
You didn't just say anything.
Yeah, that was...
No, don't.
She wasn't bad.
We better move on.
Okay, moving on. All right. If you had the chance to go back to start over with somebody, would you? Hold up. Okay, let me. All right. Let's move on.
And we can't. All right.
If you had the chance to go back to start over with someone, would you go back and meet them again or choose to not meet them at all? Move on from the subject, but go back.
We're talking about, like, anybody, or are we talking about, like, a romantic interest?
Anybody.
Literally anyone.
Anybody.
In your whole life. Okay, new question before I answer. Sorry. Okay. I just want to make sure I understand what's
going
on here.
She's running the podcast now.
She's doing crowd control, and she's asking the questions.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Welcome.
It's because I'm older. 1 year older and wiser, too. Not 1 year older, though. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, we exposed you on that on the another podcast. But anyways, go ahead.
So is this like, when you say someone, are you talking about like someone you've had a fallout with?
Anybody. It can be anybody in your life.
Listen, I think we do need to narrow it down because it would be different depending on the type of person.
All right, Sam, go ahead. This is your question. You can narrow it down.
I think it's a good thing to go with maybe someone, like, romantically.
That was the topic we were on
cool.
before.
Cool. All right.
Because with the way the question is now, it's like, yeah, I have like 6 friends I wish I never met. No, that no one's going to say that.
Like Tupo.
Yeah.
Would you go back and not meet me again?
Like, why would they be your friends if... Fair would enough. You want to... Okay.
I'll go back. So, because I probably met you at one of the auditions at Beauty and the Beast. Just never saw you there.
Maybe. But I didn't even
audition. He didn't go to the audition. Remember?
Yeah, it's you all just about were me. There. I but that was this. Hairspray. Hairspray is before Beauty and the Beast.
I just signed up because she was in it.
But Hairspray was before Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. I also didn't audition for that one.
Nice. All right. Well, never mind.
Yeah, he just... So maybe that does say more about you. You can just walk on to productions and I had to go through the grueling audition process.
Yeah, the first and the one callbacks. The first one I ever auditioned for was Cinderella.
See, must be nice having younger siblings, huh?
Mm.
Hey, the youngest are the best. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah they are. Okay, so this question. If you had the chance to go back and start over with someone, would you go back and meet them again or choose not to meet them at all?
Yes.
And we're narrowing it down right now to
people like you've people had. You've yes.
Had.
Okay. You were romantically involved with to any capacity.
Every experience I've had, although it didn't work out, I wouldn't want to not have met them. I'd rather go back and meet them again, I guess.
So, okay, when you say meet them again, does, like, you don't remember what you had? Or, like, you remember everything, you just going to want to do
it? I think when over. It says meet that, well, I don't know. I didn't...
Knowing what you know now, going back and meeting them again?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I would still.
I would.
Meet them again?
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's not I can't right now sitting here I can't think of a single person in my life that I wished I had never met, which maybe makes me lucky, because maybe people have a long list of people they wish they'd never met. But has anyone like truly ruined your life so bad that you'd wish you'd never met them?
Close.
Yeah.
There's people that I wish you have never met.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Everyone wishes I didn't meet. But that's also maybe the person I would go back and meet again with the knowledge I have now.
Same.
Oh, that's a good point. Me too.
Because things would have worked out differently and a lot better than they did.
But like, I mean, we talked about this before. I mean, like, but if it wasn't for that moment or that, like, you know, that hardship in your life, or if it was hard or not.
It was hard.
Well, yeah. For that hardship in your life, you wouldn't be the person you are today. Sorry. I'm talking like this, Bo and Sam's going to get mad at me. So,
yeah, you've been doing the entire episode.
I'm sorry. Okay.
He is. He's Thank sorry.
You. So.
But the difference between that question and this question is I have the knowledge of what happened. So those experiences still are with me.
But it's not with them. That's crazy. Interesting.
That's what would make it worth going back and changing it. Because you know what you could do differently.
Yeah, I think if I went back knowing what I know now, I'd probably be in a much different spot right now. Like, in life.
Yeah, well, because there's things that you experience that build you up, whatever, create who you are, trials and all the things. But then also that comes along with it, there's a lot of fluff that are self-inflicted that if you were to go back, you can get rid of a lot of the fluff and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And some of the fluff like is what holds you back, in my opinion.
No, that's true. That's true. Sorry, when I thought about this question, well, when I was reading while y'all were talking, y'all made me realize it is, like, it's good to go back. And, like, with the knowledge that you do have, go back. and just start over. It probably couldn't turn out better. You never know. It probably just not turn out at all.
I would have been a... I feel like I would have been a better friend. I gotta be careful. Can't get too specific. But, like, knowing what I know now, I think I'd be a much... I mean, obviously, you'd make better decisions, but also I feel like I would conduct myself in a much more mature way. In a much more, I don't know. I guess I'll stick with that. Much more mature way.
What would be going through your mind, like, when you meet them again? What'd you think? Like, what would be going through your mind? Be like, oh, they're going to say this. Oh, then this is going to happen. Oh, then this is going to happen.
No, I wouldn't be saying that.
Okay.
Because I am a part of the experience, so I have control over certain directions in which things can go.
Yeah, so, like, even though you know what you know now, if you went back and met them again, it would end up differently. The stuff that happened before wouldn't happen the same again because you're trying to be different. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes. I already know what happened, which means I can make something different happen.
Yeah. Nice. But that might, like, put a, like, a wrinkle in the...
The multiverse?
Yes. Yeah. So maybe... Yes. Yeah.
Cause multiple timelines because of that.
Yeah, it might be kind of an issue.
Have you seen Loki? Come on.
Next thing you know...
Have you seen Loki?
Yes, I have. It's pretty nice.
Owen Wilson is... Your right hand man.
Season two. Season two. Filming right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Pretty nice. All right, y'all. How do y'all deal with stress?
Just nice. Dropped it.
I'm gonna be honest. Why not? How do y'all deal with stress?
What a transition.
Very great transition, ain't it? What you like go to? Like when you're really stressed out, what you like go to?
Go ahead. No, you go.
No, ladies first.
Huh? That's you.
Well, I've actually dedicated a fair amount of my recent years to figuring out this, how to deal with stress in healthy and appropriate ways. And what the conclusions I've come to are, it's never good to back away unless it's okay to take a break from like something, but it's never good to let the stress overtake you and back away and get lost in it. What's better is to lean into it, which means like it has a lot to do with being mindful and figuring out or recognizing that you're stressed and then living anyway. Living like, is this too deep? No. Should I just say like, go for a hike or what?
See all the questions? We've been going deep. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not explaining myself well, but like, it's never good to retreat every time because then you let the stress control you. You become acted upon instead of an agent, right? So... in order to do that, you have to get into the right mental space. So I like to write my feelings down. Helps me figure them out better. I like to meditate.
Okay, meditate. Writing them down. Like, you're like, I feel angry right now. Do you just start writing it down, like underlining majorly?
I'm angry.
Like, I mean, roar. You can do that.
It's like a journal, right?
Yeah, like just write down like what you're feeling, what's happening that made you feel that way, why you think you feel that way.
Wow.
Like that's not always possible. Last year when I taught English, I was stressed 24/7 and I would get intense anxiety in the middle of a day. And you can't just like
go home.
Tell 28 seventh graders to stop talking while you sit at the back of the room and write your feelings down. But like, it's all what I guess to sum up all of my beliefs about how to deal with stress, I would say that you have to like be mindful of what's like what you're thinking so that your next actions aren't driven by stress. They're driven by the knowledge that you have that you're stressed or that you're anxious, and you're making more conscious decisions about what you're going to do with that stress. Am I going to let it control me, or am I going to let it exist while I go and do what I want to do? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So anything that gets you to that point, if it's meditation, if it's writing things down, if it's like leaving the room and like cooling down, whatever.
Understood. I'm not going to lie. When I was younger, I would always like, when I was angry, I would always write like, I hate this person. I hate this person like multiple times.
You're creating a hit list?
Yeah. Like I was a little kid. I was like, when someone made me mad, I was like, I hate this person. I write their name and underline it. I'd be like, I hate this person. I underline their name. I was like a little kid. Wow. And I'm not going to lie, that's helped a lot. And I was like, I'll close the book. I'm like, save it for later. And I walk away.
I just created a hit list.
I feel like that's fine. I mean, at least you're not screaming at them that you hate them.
I was like a 6, 7. Well, I was, first off, most of the time when I got angry, it was because of my siblings. Shout out to my siblings.
Shout out to all 50 of them.
Shout out to all. I'm not going to lie, most of them. Okay, not all of them. Most of them, like, most of the time it was my nieces and nephews because I grew up with them.
Yeah.
I grew up a lot. And, like, I would get, like, when you're a little kid, you're a little kid. You don't, and a lot of things can upset you, but at the same time, you can forget it, like, within the next 5 minutes. You know?
Yeah.
It's like that. So, like, when I got mad, I always wanted to remember, and I was like, I hate this person. I underlined it and I closed the book. So, like, I need to find that notebook. Yeah.
I just like to go play basketball as my time to decompress. And I think how to deal with stress effectively is you create good habits.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, you create a lifestyle that has good habits, and that gives you everything you need to deal with stress.
Being on the mission, how did y'all deal with stress then? Since you're like kind of limited to like a lot of stuff, you can't really
in go the on. Mission.
Yeah.
Well, when you're a missionary, they actually have a fancy, you know how it is.
ATML.
Yeah, what is it called?
ATML.
It's the name, not the abbreviation.
ATML.
What?
Adjusting to missionary life.
Adjusting to missionary life, and they have some good things in there that would be helpful. But for me, that was not a stressful time for me.
Same, you know.
Like it wasn't. I wouldn't use stress to describe the emotions that went into that experience.
I just felt like I was just busy all the time.
You were busy? See, I just felt like I had nothing to do.
Well, okay, never mind. During the time,
it was
yes.
COVID.
Okay, COVID time. That's true.
That's
so.
Lest you think my brother was a lazy missionary, he was not.
But.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
But not when we weren't like locked down or anything, like in the mission. There were definitely times when stress came on, but like pressure, there's pressure that comes with stress, and that pressure, actually, I wouldn't say I necessarily enjoy it, but I perform at my best under that pressure.
Okay.
So I kind of, when there was a lot of pressure, like I was always in charge in one of my zones. I was always in charge of grabbing clips because we do a live stream every week. I was in charge of editing it, so I had to like grab all the clips. I filmed a lot of it, so I had to edit those individual clips and put it into one big thing. Then I had to set up the live stream and do all this technical work over with a lot of technology that sucked and wasn't really, you know, was a lot more hurtful than helpful. And so there were times when it was stressful, but that pressure helps me create quality things.
You know, one thing that helps me with stress and stuff is like music, you know.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Like jamming out to some music, you know, calming down. Going out for a drive helps. Not angrily, but like it helps you decompress.
I like doing that too.
I can't do a drive if I'm stressed. Really.
Do you go for a run?
I go hit the courts. Yeah, I go play basketball is what I like to do.
Understood. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's okay. I also try to do some sort of exercise. But what I was going to say was I have a playlist on Spotify that I named Panic Button. And it's like a bunch of songs that like calm me down. Or like, yeah.
What?
Oh, sorry. I thought the camera needed to be restarted.
No, I just checked it like 5 minutes ago.
So it's panic button. Is it like spelled differently or just panic button?
No, it's just panic button. That's nice. What I call it. I thought I was being clever. Everyone
go find that on Spotify if you want.
Yeah, go find it. It's a private playlist, so never mind. Joke's on all you. Can't find it. But music does help. Also, physical activity. I like doing high fitness.
That nice.
Gets my...
Believe it or not, eating healthier helps with stress.
True.
Eating?
Eating healthier.
Oh, healthier.
Eating.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, all I heard was eating.
I know.
Stress eating, not helpful. That's what it goes along with what he was saying about habits, creating good habits. Because what are some examples of not good habits that you fall into when you're stressed?
Eating too much.
Same.
Do you really? Do you like consciously, like, you're aware of that? Like, I'm stressed, I'm going to go eat. I'm talking to you.
Oh, me? You're talking to me? Yeah, oh. I'm going to be honest. When I'm stressed, I usually just go to sleep. Like, I don't really eat when I'm stressed.
So, okay. So, you don't stress eat?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
I stress eat. I have done that before. But it's not like, oh, I'm stressed, I'm going to go eat. It's like, usually,
you just eat.
Like, if I'm already eating something, and then I just, like, don't stop. But that doesn't happen very often anymore. It did before. When I was in the, well, yeah.
No, go ahead. What were you about to say?
Well, I don't know if I want to say it.
Yeah, so, I don't know what I do. I just work on other things when I'm stressed.
Never mind.
If it's a bad habit, you know, like homework in high school, I had tons of it. I didn't do it.
Same.
I wouldn't play ball or I worked on like music or something.
Avoidance.
Yes. I like procrastinate.
But it's not because I'm like scared of it.
I just didn't want to do it.
It's just like.
There's a name for this. It's called. Well, yeah, there's procrastination. But what is it called when you never do it?
Fail.
No.
Big F.
It's called experiential avoidance.
See, big words. Like
that's
I said.
Not even that big of a word, dude.
Experiential avoidance. It's when you have things in your life that they either stress you out or they cause some sort of discomfort. So whether that's stress or anxiety or you just hate it or you like it makes you bored or whatever. All those emotions and feelings fall under the category of discomfort. Like, I'm uncomfortable. They all make you uncomfortable in some way. And so you look for other things to do instead of the things that need to be done, which is also called procrastinating.
Yeah.
But experiential avoidance, actually, maybe I should, in case like some clinical psychologist comes and listens to your podcast, I should look this up.
Because obviously, we have a whole...
Oh, we got clout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the time.
Totally.
With the psychologists.
But one thing that kind of helped me with that, you know, like with homework and stuff, was my sisters. They would help me break it down instead of like doing... Because my mindset was like, do it all at once. No, they helped me like, just do one assignment at a time. Like, one, do this first and then go like, take a break. Then come back and then do the next assignment. Mm-hmm. And that's how I passed 11th grade.
He didn't even graduate.
I barely made it.
Experiential avoidance has been broadly defined as attempts to avoid thoughts, feelings, memories, physical sensations, and other internal experiences, even when doing so creates harm in the long run. So like the homework example, I mean, he had a lot of it. Right? Did your homework cause you stress? Or was it just a lot of it?
It's just the thought of it.
Yeah, so to avoid... I
didn't
want to
repeat the same classes. That's what caused me stress.
So, like, yeah, but no. The homework... I'm talking specifically about the homework you had. Did the actual assignments cause you stress?
Math did, but that's about it.
Was it because you didn't know it?
Just because math was just not my strong suit.
So it's like, you didn't like the thought of... like. The thought that there was so much, or the realization that there was so much of it, caused you distress, and so that's what causes you to go do other things.
Yeah, I guess.
This is a plug for therapy. I've learned a lot of things in therapy. It helps you understand your brain better.
What was that for,
and
man?
And then you bore people in their podcasts by using the big words that you've learned as you've gone to counseling.
So according to my photosynthesis, my hypothesis comes to the conclusion. I'm kidding. Big words. Big words. Have no idea what those mean. All right. Another transition. A perfect transition. It's an idea. We need to pick, transitions. But
once you get sponsors, then you can.
You want to sponsor us?
She has nothing to sponsor us with.
Yeah.
So that's a no. All right.
Sponsors make for great transitions.
All right, everybody. We hit an hour. You already know what time it is. It's your favorite segment. Do you know what time it is?
Segment.
No, I don't, actually.
It's... Can you toot out? It's Would You Rather! Yeah. Oh, welcome, welcome. Welcome, Lauren, to Would You Rather.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Hope you enjoy this part.
I love how we treat it like it's a game show, but no one wins anything.
I know, but at the same time, these questions are amazing.
No one wins anything?
No.
I'm out. Just kidding.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could win something.
Me too, But sometimes, you just got to deal with it, because life just be like that.
Again, once you get sponsors...
Okay, would you rather? Would you rather fight a chicken to the death every time you get into a car, or fight an orangutan to the death once a year, but you get a sword?
The orangutan. That's easy.
No, how big those things
remember
are?
Remember when that one monkey ripped that lady's face off?
Yeah. The orangutan?
No, it was a chimpanzee.
Imagine that chimpanzee. But times that by 10.
But no, listen, that chimp was hyped up on drugs, by the way.
What? Who was?
Wait, what happened?
The chimp was?
Yeah.
I thought you said chick, and I was about to throw something at you.
The chimp was, had some drugs in it or something.
And it ripped the lady's face off?
That's why it reacted the way it did, yeah.
Well,
I think that's how it goes, unless that's another chimp.
Chickens cannot be hard to fight off.
Okay.
Have you ever fought a chicken?
No.
I have.
What?
And where? On my mission. I was Montana. I fought a lot of things. Goats, chickens, cattle. I've done it all.
He fought a bull. He won.
And are they hard to fight?
Chickens, they're irritating, and they scratch you up.
But you think that an orangutan would be easier.
You have a sword.
Oh.
You fight to the death.
And it's once a year. You could hype it up and make money off of it, too. The annual orangutan showdown. But
imagine, you going into a car, and you're like, hey, check this out. Watch a chicken pop up. They're like, what?
Oh, hop in. My gosh.
You could. But I feel like fighting an orangutan is way cooler.
I don't know. I'm going to be honest.
All right. You've convinced me. That's my answer, too.
See, I would fight an orangutan, too, because...
That would make me money.
Well, yes, first off. I drive for a living.
Be aggressive.
I drive for a living. And you know how many cars I get into every day?
Yeah, how many chickens you gotta fight?
I'll fight at least 200 chickens at the end of the day. I'm going in and out of a car.
That's such a random would you rather.
No, think about it. I get into a car, I'm like, frick. I'm just like, bro. And then I'm like, can you move that car? I'm like, no. And scratches everywhere. Like, no,
so the question is it the same?
Not doing it.
Is it the same chicken or different chicken every time?
Well, you fight it to the death. So obviously, when you kill that chicken, you have to find another chick. It just comes back to life. You're like, you thought you were done with me.
They just keep coming.
That's funny.
Who knows where?
I'd want to watch you fight chickens.
Fight me?
Yeah.
Dude. No, the funny thing is to try to catch the chicken. That's the hard part. Dude, trying to catch a pig sucks.
Yeah, I didn't work with pigs on my mission.
All right. Would you rather?
Actually, I did once. Wow. Okay, sorry.
What? Would you rather have a 100% shot of getting $1,000 or a 50% shot of $1,000,000?
50. Wait, 100% shot of how many dollars?
1,000.
Yeah, 50. 50-50 for the
million. I would say 50 as well.
It's like you flip a coin. Yeah. It's like...
Because $1,000 seems a lot less than it used to now that I'm older and have a job. But $1 million seems like a lot.
Ooh, okay. Yeah,
so I'm confident in my abilities to make $1,000 at the present moment, but I'm not confident in my abilities to make $1 million. So I'd rather... But I'm not a betting person, so this seems a little bit too...
Get that straight. Not a betting person.
A little too gambly.
I'd do it.
Gambly.
For me.
Okay. All right. Sorry. What's your answer? This is going to be a long... Oh, me?
Yeah, yeah, dude.
50-50. The 50-50.
You got to go for the mill.
Yeah. Why not? All right. This is a long one. So, if you were stranded on an island with no food, with your dog, and your siblings, would you kill your dog to feed your siblings or let your siblings starve?
Why did you... Okay.
Okay, I'd kill the dog.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as it's a bigger dog.
Okay.
Read it again.
Our dog can't feed anybody.
Samuel.
Yeah, it's too small.
Welcome to our podcast.
Also, okay, read it again.
All right. If you were stranded on an island with no food, it's you, your dog, and your siblings. Would you kill your dog to feed your siblings or let your sibling die of hunger?
I would not let my sibling die of hunger.
Are you going to feed them yourself or what?
Feed them.
Like a dog?
The dog.
I guess that's the option.
Yeah, so it doesn't seem so judgy-judgy now,
does
huh?
it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Sorry. My processing time was slower than yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
More mega geniuses over here.
All right. Uh-oh. Would you rather get a pimple the night before an important date, every date, before, like, an important date, or get sick every time after an important date is over?
Does that carry into marriage?
I don't know. It's just a question.
Where did you find these?
That's a good one.
In the internet.
That's actually a really good one.
You're going to get a pimple. Get a pimple.
I hate being sick. I hate being sick because... So I think... I mean, you can cover up a pimple.
It's where's
like right
the
here.
Pimple?
It's like right here. It's like,
yeah, burr. That's the question is, where's the pimple?
How big is it?
Is it one of the, yeah.
It's on your nose. It's like, bam. And then you try to squeeze it.
You know what? I'll take the getting, well.
Think about how.
I already get pimples, so I don't really care.
If you get sick, you're incapacitated for like.
What kind of sickness?
A day. Or two.
Like what? You just sneezing?
We got things to do around here. We can't be getting sick all the time.
Got bad sinuses, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, we can't be getting sick all the time.
Yeah. Yo, we can't. Can we?
Can we?
We can't.
Yeah, we got to get things done.
Oh, yeah.
I
wonder who this message is for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you're listening. Listen closely, okay? Yeah.
I'm not participating in this.
Yeah, she is. She started it. Yep. Anyways.
Yeah, that's true. I did say
so
that.
So what would you choose?
What would you guys choose?
I chose the pimple because I can cover it up.
I really get sick. I don't care.
I choose the pimple because I already get them anyways.
I can do pimple, but at the same time, I can't. I don't know. I really never had to deal with that growing up.
Must be nice.
Hey, what's your thoughts about spiders?
I hate spiders.
All right, ready for this one. Okay, only be able to wash your... Wait, sorry. Eat a live worm and be locked in a room with a tarantula for an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
But you do not know where the tarantula is.
Oh, no.
Eat a worm.
Yeah.
Get some protein. Might as well.
I've eaten snail. I could eat a worm.
No,
I could stomach ache.
Escargot.
Stomach it.
But listen... It's also easy to, even if you don't know where the tarantula is.
But you know it's
no,
in there.
No, just stop there because it's a tarantula.
But
listen, who even cares?
No. It's like this big.
No,
I hate.
You look up at the ceiling, it's not there. You look up at the floor, it's not there.
And it's like, where is it? It's on your back.
It's either on you or not near you.
No, it's on you. This is how I am. As soon as he said that, the picture in my mind was... Me in a white, completely white room with no furniture, no rug, no anything, just like
and the tarantula's white
a
as
sterile
well.
Room, and the tarantula is just there, And if you look around and you don't see it and you're like turning in circles, that means it's on the back of your head. And that makes me want to throw up all over everything.
The back of your head? Well, not like your back or like your leg.
Well, the back of you somehow, somewhere.
What if it was on your chest?
I hate spiders. Move on.
Man, I feel like a lot of girls are afraid of spiders.
I don't like spiders.
Me neither. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you should see when we see a spider.
What happens?
Well, like, it's just like, we just sit there. Like, you kill it. No, you kill it.
It depends on where it is. Nobody wants to
kill it. And my mom comes in and saves the day every time because she doesn't care.
She's like, hop-ah! You're like, yay!
She's like, get over it,
if it's guys. On the wall, I'll get it. If it's on the floor, I'll get it. If it's crawling around on, like, objects, I try not. I don't like to get it because a lot of times I miss. And then I lose it. And I don't want to lose it. So I'm like, I don't know if I even want to attempt that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yuck.
All right. Give up your salary for the next 5 years or give up everything you have right now in the bank.
For how long?
Just right now. Just give it up.
Just give it up.
Start over?
Well, I'm already broke, so I'll take that one.
You mean start over?
Yeah.
Like,
or give up your salary for the next 5 years.
I'll give up. I'll start over right now.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I would choose.
Man, these are too easy for y'all. All right.
What's your answer?
Give up everything I have now. I can work tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, wow. See? These questions are too easy for you.
I'm sorry.
He roasts us for 1 second, and you're the same.
That's
all right. Find a dead body or be a witness to a deadly assault. I asked you this yesterday.
I hate this question.
I asked you this yesterday.
A witness to a deadly assault.
Yes. Like, you've seen someone get murdered, and you're like,
Well,
I'd rather find a dead body.
Considering I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts.
Typical woman.
Typical.
And I feel like you can't be saying that stuff.
Yeah, it's 2022, Sam.
Oh, sorry. Typical 64 genders.
You have to. Oh, my gosh. Samuel.
I'm a velociraptor. I'm sorry. Okay. Move on. Okay.
What I was going to say is what I've learned from my true crime education that I've given myself. I feel like it's always bad to be in a place where a crime occurs because then you're a suspect. But I guess it is also bad when you find a dead body because you're also a suspect.
Nice.
But I feel like it's better. You're less of a suspect if you just find the body than if you were there when it happened. So I would say, I guess I'd rather find a dead body, although that would probably really mess me up.
You?
Find the dead body.
What?
Because usually if you find a dead body, your brain has a hard time trying to process it all. Because it's out of the pattern of your life, who you, like, what you've experienced. So you're mostly in shock, I feel like, or I would be. But I don't have to witness someone dying or getting killed or something and then seeing the dead body. Like, the dead body is, just finding a dead body is less trauma.
Okay. Less trauma. Okay. Understood.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
I would do the second one, you know, the deadly assault. I just want to see where things would go. I'll get so scared. It'd be so.
You are a troubled young man.
But, okay, last one. Yeah? Y'all ready for this one?
Yeah.
Would you rather? I need to read this one. Would you rather fart out loud during a presentation or snort while laughing on a great first date?
Fart in a presentation.
No, I would rather snort.
I'd fart in a presentation,
Explain.
Dude.
Explain.
Why?
Ugh. Because that's easier for me to recover from. Like,
a fart in a presentation is pretty easy to recover.
No.
Yeah.
And like, that is the most awkward. You know when you're in a room and someone does that?
It's like your presentation to, and like, you're the, like, CEOs. You're like,
everybody feels awkward and you're just like waiting for someone to say something and no one ever does, and so then everybody's like wondering who it was, and then it's so, just awkward. But if you like it's easier to own up to a snort,
like you're presenting.
No, no, no.
Hold on. Who did that?
Hold on. Have you ever farted in front of like a group or something, and then you've owned it? Have you ever done that? Like, yep, that was me, guys. I farted. You ever done that?
Sam does it all the time.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time in high school.
Yeah, no. So basically, I... Do I have to tell you?
Did it actually happen in real life?
You don't have to give the experience. Just say yes or no.
I didn't own it like that. It was... There have been times... There's been... There was... I'm thinking of one specific time where it was obvious that it was me.
Everybody knew.
And you, did you say something?
I acted embarrassed, which was enough.
Okay, that's fine.
So, yes?
Listen, I just know from experience in high school. I'd do it in class. Just like, it would just happen. Like, it's not like I forced myself and wanted to do it. It just happens sometimes. And I'm like, oh, well, sorry, guys. That was me. You know? And it's like... People are like, ew, and then it's like, whatever. So I could do a presentation and just let it fly and be like, oh, and just like, you could laugh it off. It's pretty funny. Who doesn't laugh at farts?
So what do you think do you feel like you could own up to a snort, or is that really difficult for you?
No. I could own up to a snort, but what I'm saying is like, if you're on a date, I would prefer, it's all about preference. I would prefer not to do that on a date.
Hot take,
because I could easily fart in front of somebody. Like, I could do it.
Hot take, I think snorting while laughing, unless it's excessive, is endearing.
Okay, well.
Let me see. It just says, yeah, while laughing. Okay, there's one.
Oh my gosh.
On every a great time, first date. Your husband just laughs that way.
On the first great date, though. On the first grade. All right, so this one time, back in my elementary days, I was, like, in first grade. So every morning they would send, like, the kids to go up and, like, say the Pledge of Allegiance in the principal's office, you know?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, I pledge allegiance to the flag.
So, that's how the pledge goes.
We know what the pledge is.
You know, okay. Anyways, let me finish. Okay. We all went. So the teacher chose five people. And out of that five people, it was me and my crush. I had a crush on. So I was walking, I was like in first grade. I was walking over there and I was nervous the whole time.
And you farted?
Yo, we got into the thing and then they're like, everyone please stand. And me, I ripped one. I was like, and then like I got scared and I was like, bruh. And then it wasn't loud though, it was like quiet. But it stank.
Oh, no.
It was, like, silent but deadly.
Oh, no.
And, like, filled up the room. We were, like, saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And then, like, one of the... Like, the principal was, like... Like, smelling.
Dude, that's
and
like...
And then I was, like, you know, like, a sixth grade... Like, in first grade, or like, Pledge of Allegiance to the...
That's, like, when I was in fifth grade, I sat next to this really big kid. And I sometimes would... That would happen, and then I was terrible because I would just blame it on him. I'd be like, ew, dude.
Oh, you're messed up. You're messed up.
And the entire class was like, ew.
So mean.
And it was funny.
Yeah, I was the big kid.
So if anyone's wondering, I'm the nice one. The kind.
No one's wondering.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I just like to have a good time.
Well, and I don't? Just kidding.
Well.
Wow. We better end it there.
On a good note. Yeah, last note.
Good last note.
Thank y'all for coming today. Yes, we're going to end it off. Sam, would you like to... Josh is not here.
Oh, man. You're right.
Sam, hit that beat.
Dun-dun! Sorry, that's the whole...
Wow.
Sorry, I'm not gonna... Josh is not here.
Like,
it's not gonna be the same.
I'd like to sincerely thank you for allowing me to...
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Today. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Lauren.
This was really fun.
It's Lauren.
Lauren. Shout out to Lauren.
It's okay. You call me what you want.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Maybe I'll be back.
She'll be back. Thank you. Any last words to the people?
Yeah.
Those are great words.
Nice! Wow.
Remember who you are and what you stand for.
Want to do any plugins or what?
Don't do what?
shout out to anybody. I'm waiting for you to drop a beat anytime.
Oh, you want me to drop the beat?
Yes, please.
Sam, drop that beat.
Sam, yeah. Drop it, bro. Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
This is one of your throwaway beats?
Yeah.
I see.
Anyways, we'll see you next time.
See y'all next time. Hey, keep on. Deuces. Keep on. And, babe, stay that peace of mind.
Yes, sir.
Love y'all. Deuces.
Bye.